Okay, today is Daf Yud Daled. We are a little behind. We are up to the word Baaseh. It's about 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, about 15 lines from the bottom. We were trying to figure out what's the makar that a woman is allowed to get remarried when her husband dies. What's the makar for that? So the Gemara suggested the makar is that a Kohen Gadol has to marry an Almana, has to marry a Basula. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. If a Kohen Gadol does marry an Almana, he's over an Aseh. So you see from here that only a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana, but anyone else can marry an Almana. So what do you see? That a woman's married, her husband dies, and she's free to marry whoever she wants. Not a Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara said, no, Dilma, le Kohen Gadol, belav. Maybe a Kohen Gadol is usher to marry a Almana with a lav, which says in the Torah, Almana lo yikach, it does say that. V'kulei alma ba'aseh. And the rest of the world is not allowed to marry this Almana, and if they do, they violate an aseh. What aseh do they violate? Anyone in the world that marries an Almana violates an aseh. It says by a Kohen Gadol, Almana lo yikach, you can't marry an Almana. That's true. And everyone else in the world violates an aseh. Okay? Now, what aseh? We don't know. No. Well, before we get to that answer, we're not even going to ask that question. We're not even going to ask that question. The Gemara says, aseh? Hi aseh, my avidity. What kind of aseh is this? If the death of the husband helps, if the death of the husband frees her, that the shtari lagami, she should be totally mutter. And if the Mises Abal doesn't help or doesn't do anything, then Tukma Bimilsa Kamaisa. She should remain in her previous state, which is what? Like married. So what are you talking about? The Gemara doesn't even ask what I say. Like, where in the Torah does it say such a thing? Ask another question to question the whole story. So the Gemara says, that's not a question. We're going to reject this anyway. But that's for that reason. Why not? Alam alo, why not? Now, apikta mi misa, we remove it from misa. Va ukimna, ukimta al aseh. You're right, it still could be an aseh. Ain't a chanami. She's not married. Your husband died. But you're not allowed to marry her. And if you do, you violate an aseh. In other words, every woman's got one chance. That could be midi dahavi apsuli hamagdashin. It's no different, really. Then psuli hamikdashin. What's psuli hamikdashin? Let's say you donate something to the Beis HaMikdash. You donate an animal to the Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to work it? No. You're allowed to shear it? No. You're allowed to milk it? No. You're allowed to play with it? No. Now I'll do any of those things. Now, demei kara is puhum ila. It's me'ila. You're not allowed to play with it. You're not allowed to touch it. V'isur b'giza v'avoda. You're not allowed to shear it. You're not allowed to work it. Now, parkinhu. You redeem it. Mi'ila less bahu. There's no more mi'ila. Why is there no more mi'ila? There's not a carbon anymore. But v'giza v'aboda asiri. You're still not allowed to work it. You're still not allowed to shear it. So why not? So what do you... So the reason why not is because it once was special. It once was a carbon. It once was going to be a carbon. So now it's not a carbon anymore. So it can't be mi'ila. Lamais is not a carbon. You're not allowed to treat it in chulin ways. Working it, shearing it, you can't do that. So why? Because it once was special. But what do you see? Even though the Kedusha went away, the Isurim don't go away. So too, even though the Kedusha went away because she's not married anymore, the husband died, the Isurim don't go away. So that's not such a kasha. That could be such a thing. You have a model like that already in the Torah. The Kedusha went away. It's not a carbon anymore. But I still have to treat it with a certain kind of dignity. So to a woman, she didn't marry it anymore. But who said she can be married to someone else? Who said? The husband died. Who said? I say, what kind of crazy thing is that? What do you mean? We have it by kachim. Right? So in a chanami, that's not a raya. We have no makar now that a woman whose husband dies can be married. We have no makar. Elo here's the makar. Midikar makra. The pasuk says, "Pan yamas bil mochama." Maybe the husband will die in war. V'ish acha yikachena, and someone else will take that woman. What do you see? that if the husband dies in war, someone else can marry her. Very simple, black and white. That's the makar, the crazy makar from a war, going to war and the husband dying. That's the heter that an almana can get remarried. Maskeflor of Shisha Bredov Idi, Ema Manacher Yavam. Now maybe who's the other one means the Yavam, not some stama guy in the street. Amrvi Ashi Beis Chuvas Badavar. Two answers for that. Chada, first of all, the Yavam Loki Acher. A Yavam is not called an Acher, like some stranger. Va'od, also, Ksiv it says, it says, Visineo Ha'isha Acheron. The second husband will also hate her. Vikasav la sefer krisus. He'll write her a sefer krisus, right? And then he'll divorce her. E ki o or ki yamos isha achron, or the second husband will die.
Also,
or he'll die. Viskash misa legerishin. So we make a comparison from misa to gerishin. Ma gerishin sharia, af misa sharia.
You couldn't find a story in the Torah that helped us with
this. I know. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Amazing. Right? So that's the bottom line. The bottom line is, how do you know that an almana is allowed to marry anybody, allowed to get remarried? The answer is, it's a hekesh. It's a hekesh from Garrison.
I would think the first story is Tamar and Yehuda, no?
Yeah, but that's, what? Yeah, but that's after the Torah. That's 1,000 years later.
What?
Yehuda and Tamar. Oh, yeah, that's in the, right. It's before Matan Torah, you could say.
Oh! All right, that's a
yeah.
Hey, listen, what's an actor we can't use a phone?
No, I'm saying it's a cop. Yeah, you're looking for something and making a heckish like this? Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's a heckish. Okay. It's weird.
Okay, next. The Hayavama Niknas Bia. How do you know you can marry a Yavama with Bia? What's the makar for that? Bia Minolan, how do you know? Amar Krot says, Yavama Yavo Aleha, that, right? V'lachalol isha, it says in the Torah, you'll come to your yavama and she'll be your wife. Ve'ema l'kule milsab ki'isha. So maybe you can do it with kesef and shtar also. Min haTorah, why only bia? So the Gemara says lo sol kadaitach. Don't think that. The Tanya it says yachal yehu kesef shtar gomrimba. I would think that kesef and shtar conceal the deal for what? The kesef and shtar conceal the deal for an almana. For Yivama, I'm sorry. Kiderech Shabia Gomeres, but just like Bia does, there's no question now that Bia is the way to do it. There's no question about that. What about Kesef and Shtar? Talmud Lomar, the Yibma, and she will become your Yivama. What does that mean? Bia Gomeres, but and Kesef and Shtar Gomer, but only Bia could do that. Ve'ema, maybe my V'Yibma Debal Karcha Miyabim. Maybe that means you can do a bar karcha, which, by the way, you can do, right? I don't remember when we say that there's chalitza. Who could say I don't want to be married? I don't want to go into this. Can the woman say that, or only the husband can say that? I don't remember. But the point is, what? Only the woman, or even the woman? I don't remember. But the point is, what if a man says I want to do a bar karcha? The word v'yibma implies bar karcha. So the Gemara says imkein lemakra v'yabim. My v'yibma, shmas mina tarti. We learned both ideas. What are both ideas? Number one, you can do a bakarcha. And number two, that only bia will work. Then we said, chalitza minolan. How do you know chalitza? What do you mean, how do you know chalitza? It says in the Torah, chalitza. So Rashi says, minolan, the chalutza muteres lihinase. How do you know that a chalitza can get remarried? Dilma maybe, listen to this Rashi, maybe mitzvah chalitza hu, deramye rachmana aleha. Maybe there's a ritual called chalitza, but ula ola lo mishtaria, but it doesn't make her mutter.
So it's a ceremonial?
Yeah, it's a ceremony to go through, but it doesn't change her status.
What's the point of having it?
Exactly, what's the point of having it? I don't know. Interesting question. Interesting, right? So chalitza minolam. How do you know chalitza actually does something? Right? Maybe it's just a ritual, right? By the way, a lot of things we do in this world, in this religion, that don't do anything. It's just a mitzvah. You put on tefillin every morning. What does it do for me? It doesn't do anything. Right? It doesn't do anything.
Here you're trying to come to a goal.
How do you know? Maybe the rule is, whenever a husband dies and you don't want to marry her, the Yavam can. And if he doesn't, he does chalitza. No matter what, she doesn't marry, get remarried.
So then right? You're saying
That was the whole yesterday's daf. That maybe an almana can't get remarried.
I don't think yesterday's not
just yet. You know, maybe that almana can't get remarried. Such a havamina, right? So it's a ritual. It's like putting on tefillin in the morning. It doesn't do anything for you, right? So most mitzvahs are like that. Don't do anything, right? Okay, some mitzvahs, you get a mitzvah, you eat something, you get some a little bit, you get some hana in the belly. Most mitzvahs just do it, right? So the Ksivit says, "V'nikra shmo b'Yisrael beis chalutz hanal." No, kivon jechal atzba nal hatarta lachal Yisrael. To play on the words, you become mutter in klal Yisrael. Ha Yisrael, lach Yudasa. That Yisrael teaches you that. That teaches me another story. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda b'Yisrael b'bezdin shal Yisrael v'lo b'bezdin shal ovdei kochavim. It has to be in a Jewish bezdin, not in a goyish bezdin. And what can you do in a goyish bezdin? I'm not really sure what this gemara is. What could you do in a goyish bezdin?
Chalitza.
No, you can't do it in a goyish bezdin. Only a Jewish bezdin. That's what Yisrael means. What could you do in a goyish bezdin? You can't do anything in a goyish bezdin.
No.
Only chal. Right? What could? Right. So the only thing I was thinking of, I don't know, I was like, what?
What do you mean? Dinim ma'amunas, you're allowed to do now.
No, you're not.
You're not allowed to go to
a goyish bezdin for dinim ma'amunas. So that was thinking like this. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of the bezdin? To make so there's a few different types of. Let's say I say you owe me $100, and you say no, I don't, right? And we go to bezdin. We go to court. We go to bezdin. So Bezdin will decide who's right.
Right.
Here, Bezdin's not deciding anything. They're not deciding anything.
No, it's to publicize.
Right. Or it's also
they
make sure they're doing it right. You're doing it right. You're a big Talmud Chacham. You do it. It's right. It's just the Torah said this has to be done in front of a Bezdin. Why? Just because. Right? They're not making anything chal.
Yeah.
When we have a dispute. So Bezdin Paskin, before wasn't sure, now Bezdin said.
Right?
That's not what's going on here. Before she wasn't a chalitza, now she is. She's not doing anything to Bezdin. So maybe you would have a havamina, you could do that in front of a goyish Bezdin. It's a weak havamina. What do we allow in front of a goyish Bezdin? I was just thinking, they're not really doing anything with Bezdin.
Yeah.
It's just there for procedure. The Torah said it has to be in front of a Bezdin. Same thing with Edim. What do you need Edim for? Some Edim actually make a chalos. If a man gives a woman a ring, not in front of Edim, it doesn't count. In front of Edim, it does count.
Right.
What about chalitza?
That's for verification.
Exactly. As opposed to, what do you mean? I saw him give him the money. That's
right.
A different story.
It's for verification. Purposes.
What? No. Sometimes the Edim establish something.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't. What do you need Edim for? The whole world saw. Every relative that they have saw him give him the ring. They're all possible Edim. Well, it didn't happen. It did happen. The answer is, you need Edim just because.
Right?
So it's two different types of Edim, two different types of Dayanim. Havamina, you can have it in front of a Goyisha. What kind of Havamina is that? So I don't know. It's as Mark says.
I don't think there's any kind of Hetzer for a Goyish.
What? It's a complicated discussion in America today.
Yeah,
it's a big. That's a big hack. Going to court. It's a big discussion, right? Very big. Anyway, that's a Shavuos night type of discussion, you know? Go into the whole, Anyway, trait. So, but we learned out from the word Yisrael that it has to be a Jewish court. Not that we don't learn out that she becomes mutter to Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, well, trait Yisrael ksivi. If you look at the parasha of Chalitza, it says the word Yisrael twice. So we learn out one from each one. Next, Takati Mibayle Lekatanya. I still have a kasha. It says Amar Yehuda. Pamachas one time. Ayida Yoshen Lefnei of Tarfon. We were aware of Tarfon. Uba Osi Yivama. Ubasa Yivama Lachlot, a woman came in, she wanted to have Chalitza. Va'amalanu, Anu Kulchem of Amru Chalot Hanal, Chalot Hanal. Right? And Reb Tarfon told us, I want everyone to yell out when we do the finish, Chalot Hanal, Chalot Hanal, which is what we do today. So what do you see? That's what you learn from Yisrael. That she's no longer bound to the Avon.
Right.
So the Gemara says, no, that's Ahum, Vinikra Shmo Nafka. Now that's learned out from Vinikra Shmo, a different part of the Pasuk. So how do you know that a Chalitza, that a chalutza can get remarried from the word Yisrael? Next, Misas HaYavam, and if the Yavam dies, she goes out free. Minalan, how do you know that? Right? How do you know that? It's Kal V'chomer. Well, it's a Kal V'chomer. Ma Eishes Ish, it Eishes Ish, Shehi B'chenek. You know, if you have relations with an Eishes Ish, you get chenek for that. Nevertheless, Misa, Shibachenek. Misas Habal Matirta. We already established that when a regular husband dies, she's free to go. Right? So Yavama, Shehi Balav. Now a Yavama is only with a lav. That's only till they're married. When a woman's married to a man and the husband dies, and the husband has a brother, and the brother's waiting to do Yibam. If you have relations with that woman now, it's only a lav. It's only a lav. She's not married. Her husband died. What is she? She's waiting for Yibam. That's lower than a chenek. A regular Eisha Tishit chenek. So she has only a lav. You marry and you have relations with her now, you only get a lav. So lo kolshkein. So for sure, shouldn't the death of the Yavam let her get remarried? It lets a regular Eisha Tishit get married, that's worse.
Right.
So the Gemara says, well, Mala Eisha Tishit can yotze beget. But an Eisha Tishit can go out with a get. So the Gemara says, what kind of answer is that? Tomar Bezush and yotze beget. She can't go out with a get at this stage. Right. Stage is when she's not when they're not married yet. Right? They're not married yet. He's debating. Should I do Yibam? Should I do Chalitza? Right. He's waiting. So during that stage, then he dies. Right? So Ha Nami Yotze b'Chalitza. Yeah, but she goes out with Chalitza. So what's the difference Chalitza and a get? So the Gemara says, Ella Malaishis ish, Shekin Asura, Malaishis Shekin Osra Matira. In Eishes Ish, the man asters her, and the man matters her. Rashi says, a little off my top, Shekin Osra Matira, Sharei Baila Hu Hosarta, the husband asters her, Lafikach Hu Matira Bimisaso. So when he dies, he matters her. Avo Yavama, the Kedushin the Baal Harishon, the Kedushin the Baal Ka Asvila, the original husband, the brother who's now died, he's the one that caused this to happen. So how can the brother dying free her? Right? Reuven asked her, and now Shimon died. Reuven also died, right? But now Shimon's the brother. Now he also died. So it's not the same person. By a regular woman, it's the same person. Here it's the two people. So the Gemara kind of, doesn't matter. Amar Vashi, Hainami Osra Matirta. Yavam Osra, Yavam Sharila. Yeah, but the fact that the husband had a brother, Shimon, he really now was the cause of the Isser. Because if he wouldn't be here, and Reuven dying, now she's free to go.
Right.
Now that there's a guy, Shimon, here sitting around, so he's the one who caused the problem, and him dying should free her. Right? And that basically ends off the... So how do you know that a woman who's a yavam, a yavama, can marry whoever she wants when the yavam dies? It's a kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Next, v'ti ish eishes ish yodze b'chalitza b'kal v'chomer. So why can't a regular woman go out with a what's it called?
Chalitza.
With a chalitza. What's a kal v'chomer? Ma yavama she'ena yodze b'get. Yodze b'chalitza. So zu, an eishes ish, she yodze b'get, eino din she yodze b'chalitza. So for sure. Right? You hear that kal v'chomer?
Only before the bia.
Well, only before the bia, right? But I think it's even after the bia.
No, after the bia, she needs a get.
What?
You know, really got married.
After the bia, she needs a get.
After the bia, she needs a get. He's right. The point is that a woman who's waiting for Yibam can go out with chalitza,
right?
So, and not a get,
right?
So for sure, an eishes ish, which is much worse.
She go out with chalitza.
So Amar Kra, no, Sefer Krisis. Sefer Karsav, Eidar Varachar Karsav. Now there's no way for a woman to leave except for a get. No other story. Now, Utehe Yavama Yotze Beget, Mikal Vachomer. So why can a Yavama leave with a get from a Kal? Why only Chalitza? How about a get? Ma Eishes Ish. What about an Eishes Ish? She Yotze Bechalitza. Yotze Beget. So Zu, a Chalutza, a woman waiting. She Yotze Bechalitza. Eidar, did she Yotze Beget? So for sure. Amar Kra, Kacha. It says kacha, v'kacha ikuva, right? What does it say kacha? It says you'll do chalitza. You're going to do chalitza, v'amra, and you're going to say kacha yasel ish. This is what you do to a guy who doesn't want to marry his brother's wife. Kacha, kacha ikuva. Kacha means has to be ba'akev. And what if it wouldn't say kacha? What if it wouldn't say kacha? I have a kal v'chomer.
Right.
Kal v'chomer. Right? What's the kal v'chomer? If Eishes Ish can go out with with get. So what's that? What was it? No, that a yavama should go out with a get, right? Because if a woman can't go out with chalitza, goes out with a get, so for sure she can go out with a get. Why don't we say that kal v'chomer? Because it says kocha, like this, meaning like this, only with chalitza, nothing else. V'kol hecha de'ika ikuva lo darshi kal v'chomer. So what are you saying? Whenever it says kocha, you don't darshin a kal v'chomer? That's what we seem to be saying, right? Right? Now we're going to have a whole long thing out of left field. V'hayom kippur, on Yom Kippur, d'chiv goral. How do you know which goat goes to Lashem and which one goes to Lazazel? How do you know? The answer is, we do a goral. Right? So, k'siv goral, v'chuka. It also says v'chuka, like this is how you have to do it. Which the Gemara is going to say is the same thing as kacha. But this is the way you got to do it, like this. You got to do it like this. What if it's not Yom Kippur and I have a regular animal and I want to know if I want to make it Kodesh or not? How do I make it Kodesh? Do I use a goral? No. I'd say it. I say I want to designate that to be a carbon. I just say it. Vitanya, Vaso Chatos, right? We have a brisa that quotes a pasuk. The pasuk is a what is this pasuk? It's a regular pasuk. It says in the pasuk, this is by Yom Kippur, Vaso Chatos. You make it into a chatos, right? It's in the pasuk in the parsha of Yom Kippur. Vaso Chatos. Hagoral Osechatos. Vein Hashem Osechatos. How do you make that into a chatos on Yom Kippur? With a goral. What about just declaring it? That doesn't work. But then why not? Shayachu Valo Dinu. It's a Kal V'chomer. When it's not Yom Kippur, declaration works. Right? Ma Makom Shalo Kiddush HaGoral Kiddush Hashem. If a goral doesn't work, but declarations do work, it's time the rest of the year. I want to make a carbon. I can make a goral. That doesn't work. You have to say it. So makom shekidesh agoral. So on Yom Kippur, when a goral works, eno din shekidesh hashem. So certainly a declaration can work. Why doesn't a declaration work? Talmud Lomar, I'll tell you why it doesn't work. It says vaso chatos hagoral osachatos vein hashem osachatos. Only a goral works, not a declaration. Taima, what's the reason this is all true? What's the reason this is all true? Demiata kra, because the Torah said so. Halav hachi, if not for the fact that the Torah said so, darshinan kal v'chomer, I would say a kal v'chomer, afal gaf t'ksiv b'chuka, even though it says chuka, which is very similar to kacha. So therefore what? Even a yavama, even though it does say the word kacha, right? We should still be able to learn kal v'chomer, that a chalitza can go out with a get. Whole convoluted question. The Gemara says, you're right. Amar kra, la. No, it says la. That because of la. Only for a regular woman you write a get. La, velo, liyibma. Not for a yivama. Yivama doesn't get a get. Ve'ema, la, lishma. One second, but we use the word la to teach you lishma. So it's not a tre lux even. There's two laws there. Va'katimi barli, but we still need love for something else. Chad la lishma vidach la v'lo la l'chaverta. You can't use one get to divorce two wives. We learned that in Gittin, right? You can't use one get to divorce two people. El amar kra nal. No, so by yavama it says a nal freezer. Nal in midyach v'nilo. Only a nal, not a get. I v'hanal l'hachiyu da'asa. You know what we use in the word nal? The following story. Hai mi bar l'kidatanya nalo ein li ela nalo. I only have a nal. Nal shall, that has to be nalo, yours. Nal shall call adam and ale. What if it's a nal that belongs to someone else? Talmud lomar, nal riba. No, it says nal. Nal's a riba. Any doesn't have to be your shoe. You can borrow it. Doesn't have to be your shoe. Imk, ma talmud lomar, nalo. Why does it say your shoe? Nalo means yours. It means nal ha royulo. It means a nal that's roy. What does it mean, roy? Prat, legadol shein yachol lahalechbo, it's too big. Prat, lekadon shein chopez rov raglov, the shoe's too small, it doesn't cover the whole foot. Prat, lemesulam shein lo akev, some kind of deformed foot. So, what? Has no heel. Deformed foot or deformed shoe?
Shoe.
Some kind of broken shoe. So some kind of so that's what you say nal for. So again, it's not available to teach me that a woman can't get, a yavam can't get a get. Im kei nichtav kronal ma hanal sharon atarti. It says hanal. We learn everything. So how do you know that a chalitza can't get a get? Hanal. Right? Which is like most of Shas, it's a drasha. It's a drasha that the rabbis basically say it. No one questions it. That's it. Right? Okay. Now we finished the first Mishnah of the Masechta, got the Daf Yud Daled. Now we're to the second Mishnah. Since the first Mishnah talked about how a woman is acquired, a woman can be acquired in three ways. She can leave it in the Yavam. So now, even though this has nothing to do with Masechta's Kedushin at all, it's not about Kedushin at all, but it's the same pattern, so the Gemara keeps it in here. Eved Ivri. In Eved Ivri, Nikna B'Keseth. In Eved Ivri, can be married, can not married, can be acquired with Keseth. Ubishtar, and also with a star. The Kona Atmo, and the Eved Ivri can acquire himself and become out of being an Eved Ivri with three ways. Bishonim, 6 years. Biyovel, if the Yovel arrives in middle of the 6 years. Also, Ubigiron Kesef, or he buys himself back. He buys his freedom. Yisera Olav Amma Ivriya. And Am Ivriya has one more way to get out. Shekona es atzma b'simanim. She can leave when she becomes an adult. Right? That's another way to go out. Now, hanirtza. A nirtza is a guy who says, I don't want to leave, I want to stay, right? Hanirtza, such a person. Nikne biritzia. The only way he stays is by doing nirtza. You put a hole in his ear by the doorpost, right? Vikona es atzmo. And how does he get out? Only one of two ways. Yovel, or Mishas Ha'odon, if the master dies. What about a regular Eved Ivri? What happens if his master dies? That's not in the list. Why not? Because if a regular Eved Ivri master dies, he works for the Arshim. By Nirtza, he doesn't work for the Arshim. You hear that? By a nirtza, doesn't work for the Arshim. The master dies, he's free. Only for the first 6 years, the master died, doesn't matter. Okay? That's an interesting tidbit. Okay. Good? Now, Eved Ivri nikna b'kesef b'nolam. How do you know that an Eved Ivri can be acquired with kesef? How do you know that? Meaning, that a guy could sell himself, basically, to be an Eved. How do you know that? An Eved Ivri. Amar Krot says, right, that Mikesef Miknoso. Mikesef Miknoso. This pasuk, by the way, this pasuk is in Parshas Bahar. The second half of Parshas Bahar is all about the rules of Eved Ivri. It's very, very technical rules. This pasuk is talking about a guy who sells himself to a goy. Now, Rashi doesn't say it here. He says it tomorrow. He says it tomorrow. We're talking about a case where a goy will follow the Torah's rules. There's a goy living in Eretz Yisrael, for whatever reason he's there, and he follows the rules. So there's a market for people that are very poor, and he'll buy him. Now, the rules are that a relative is allowed to redeem him. I mean, the rich cousins, I didn't know my cousin sold himself. I'll redeem him. So there's rules. And the goy, we assume that the goy is going to follow all these rules. So don't ask me, well, how come the guy doesn't listen? Because he's going to follow the rules. Okay? That's the premise. So don't ask in the next 3 days that question. So it says like this, Amar Kra Mikesef Miknaso. He'll pay with cash. Right? He's going to pay with cash. This is talking about a guy buying him. What's the difference if it's a guy or it's a Jew? What's the difference? Malame Shenikna Bekesef. So what do you see from here? That you can buy an Eved Ivri with Kesef. Ashkechan Eved Ivri Nimkar LaOved Kochavim. That's only written by a goy. When the goy's the purchaser, the goy's the master. Why? Ha'il v'chol kinyanah b'kesef. All his kinyanah are with kesef. That's a very controversial statement. What the Gemara says is a goy. The only kinyan of a goy is kesef. That might not be so true. Are there Tosas, a whole discussion? What about this kinyan? Can a guy do this kinyan? What about the other kinyan? So you could say maybe only for an Eved Ivri has to be with Kesef. Okay. Nimka li Yisrael minalan. What about What about if he sold to a Jew? How do you know that it can be done with kesef? Amar Kra, well, it says in the Torah, the hefta, right? That this is talking about an Amma Ivriya. She can buy herself back. The hefta, she can redeem herself. Malamed, what do you see from here? Shemigaras, Pidyona, Fiyotze, that she can redeem herself with kesef. So if she can redeem herself, well, first of all, Ashkechad Amma Ivriya. That's only by an Amma Ivriya. Hoel, Umikacha, Bekesef, Mikanya, Bekesef. Since he could marry her with kesef, he could buy her as an eved with kesef, an amma. Eved ivri menolan, what about an eved ivri? That's by a female. What about by a male? Amar kra, kiyimka lecha achicha, ha ivri o ha avriya. It says in one pasuk, both of them, a man and a woman. Va'avdecha sheish shanim, and they're going to work for 6 years. Makish ivri la avriya. There's a hekish. Right? A hekish. So how do you know that you can buy an eved ivri with money? We don't know. Because the hefta means they go out with money. They can redeem. Ashkechad machru. Okay. So the Gemara is going to say that I think the Gemara is going to say this. And then what's the difference? Going out or going in? Right? If you can redeem yourself with kesef, you can go in with kesef. Ashkechad machru bezdin. That's only true where bezdin sold the guy. Hoel v'nimkar bal karcho, where it could be done against his will. He stole. He can't afford it. He's going to be sold. He'd prefer not to be sold. He doesn't want that. Too bad on him. Ashkechan, where am I? Ashkechan mochru bezdin hoel v'nimkar bal karcho. It could be done without his will. Mocher atzmo minolan. What about if he sells himself? Why would someone sell himself? Because they see the writing on the wall. Things are tight, and they see the writing on the wall. So the Gemara says, Yolif Sachir Sachir, it's Gzeira Shava. It's Gzeira Shava. What Gzeira Shava? Sachir Sachir. So look at Rashi. This is an important Rashi because we're going to have the whole daf now, tomorrow, on this Gzeira Shava. What Sachir Sachir? Nemar Mocher Atzmo, Kiyamach Achicha V'nimkar. He's going to sell himself. Kisokar V'tashiv Yiyimacha. Right? You have to treat him like a normal person. He's not a slave. You can't whip him. You treat him like he's a resident. V'nemar B'machu Bezdin, Kimishna Schar Sachir. It says the word sachir by both places, so it's a gzeirah shava, right? It's a gzeirah shava, right? Ha nicha leman di yalef sachir sachir. That only makes sense if you hold to the gzeirah shava. El leman de lo yalef sachir sachir mayek lememar. What if you don't hold from the gzeirah shava? What are you going to say? Now, how could you not hold from a gzeirah shava? You didn't have a tradition from this gzeirah shava from your rebbe. So the Gemara says. So what's the question? The question is, how do you know that if somebody sells somebody sells himself, it can be done with kesef, right? How do you know? Amar kra v'chi sasig. It says v'chi sasig. V'chi sasig is v'chi sasig, right? That's talking about when a guy is sold to a guy. When a man is sold to a guy, mosif al inyon rishon v'yilmad elvod elyon mitachton. In other words, just like the previous. In other words, the two parshas in the Torah have the same dinim. Why? Because they're next to each other and there's a vav there, right? So they're the same story. So what do we see from here?
It's a hekesh, right?
It's not a hekesh. Hekesh means they're in the same pasuk. Oh. Hekesh and Elam are in the same pasuk. Like im amma o ivriya, eved o amma. They're in the same pasuk, so the same dinim. That's a hekesh. Here, they're not in the same pasuk, they're right next to each other. So we say it's one big story. One big continuous story. Whatever applies by Machru Bezdin applies by Machru Atzmo. It's one big story. Okay? Now the Gemara said, Uman Tana Delol Yol of Sacher Sacher. Who doesn't hold from this Gzeira Shava? Meaning, who doesn't hold that whatever applies to a Machru Bezdin applies to a Machru Atzmo? Who doesn't hold from that? Hai Tana Hu Detana. It's the following person. Right, here we go. Hamocher Atzmo. If you sell yourself, Nimkar L'sheish, you could do a 6-year deal. So yes, or L'sheish, a 10-year, 20-year deal. It's up to you. But who Bezin and Nimkar L'sheish? If Bezin sold you, it's only 6 years. Hamocher Atzmo ain't on Nirtza. If you sell yourself, you can never have Nirtza. Mahu Bezin, Nirtza. Then yes, you can have Nirtza. Mocher Atzmo ain't Manikinlo. If you sell yourself, then when you leave, there are no parting gifts. Machu Bezdin, Manikinlo. When you sell, Bezin sell, when Bezin sells you, there are parting gifts. Mocher atzmo, ein rabba mosel o shivcha kananis. You sell yourself, you don't get a shivcha kananis. Machru bezdin, rabba mosel o shivcha kananis. Right? Now, the Tanakama, l'chora, as the Gemara is going to say, doesn't hold from the Gzeir Shava. Why? Because he said they're not similar in anything. A mocher bezdin and a mocher atzmo. They're totally different. Right? So why are they so different? So the Gemara is going to suggest, because it doesn't hold for the Gzeir Shava, right? By the way, before we get to that, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. Zevazeh, Eidonim, El Shesh. No matter what, only 6 years. Zevazeh, Nirtza. They both have Nirtza. Zevazeh, Manikablo. Zevazeh, Rabba Mosel, Shivcha Kananis. My La, Baka, Bifugi. What are they arguing about? Tanakama, Loyolo, Sacher, Sacher. Tanakama doesn't hold for the Gzeir Shava. Rabbi Eliezer, Yolo, Sacher, Sacher. And Rabbi Eliezer certainly does. That's the Gemara's suggestion. And the Gemara says, no, no, no. And now we're going to explain each one of these items, how long the term is, parting gifts, Shivcha Kananis, all these things, each one is going to be explained in another way. Amar Tuvyumi Mishmei Dabayat? No. The Kuliyama Yalav Sacher Sacher. Everybody holds from the Gzer Shava. V'hacha B'haika Miflagi. They're arguing about five or six, whatever many of these issues there were, completely unrelated issues. Here we go. We're not going to finish it today because it goes on to tomorrow. My time with the Tanakama, Dama Mocharatzmo, Nemkol Ashesh, Fieser Al Shesh. How come if you sell yourself, it could even be more than 6 years? Because when it comes to Machru Bezdin, it says straight out, the Avdecha Shesh Shonim. Right? Zeh, only Machru Bezdin 6 years. V'lo Mocharatzmo. Not if you sell yourself. If you sell yourself, it could even be longer. V'idach. What about Rabbi Eliezer, who said it's always 6 years? It does seem to imply only by a mocher bezdin. The avdecha, it means lecha velo liyoresh. Right? What does it mean, lecha velo liyoresh? Right? That you don't have to work for someone else, only the master himself, not for the master. The master dies in the middle, you go free. That's what you learn from that pasuk. The idach, how does the Tanakhama know that din? Avdecha achrina ksiv. There's another pasuk that alludes to that. V'idach. And what does Rabbi? What does he do? What does he do with that other pasuk? Rabbi Eliezer. Hahu laharzaz adonhu the asa. Right. That's coming to teach you that when the master gives the parting gifts, he should do it with a smile instead of get out you lowlife, right? You loser. He should do it nicely. Right. I will stop here because. The next one's Nirtza. Why is there a difference? Not because there's also Gzeir Shava. He does. Why is there a difference? For another unrelated reason out of left field. Right? So we'll do that tomorrow. We'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day. Yeah. And a good Shabbos and a good Freilich and Shushan Purim.